This really is one of our favorite Sundays around here because we get to hear from so many of you. You know, we're one church, but we are spread throughout three different services. And on a Sunday like today, because of technology, it doesn't matter what service you attend, you get to hear from whoever it is and whatever service they attend, and you get to know people and their stories. And so this is just very exciting for me to be able to sit and hear all your stories. But we are going to take a few moments, though, this morning and go through two verses. We are in this teaching series called Reclaimed. We know plowing our way through this letter from the Apostle Peter. And this morning, our bottom line is this right here, that we have been reclaimed for Thanksgiving and serving. So, the idea is that if you are a Christ follower in here, if you've been, that he has reclaimed you. If you put your faith and your trust in Jesus as your Savior, then you have been reclaimed or redeemed or repurposed to live your life differently. And this morning, we're going to see that that he's reclaimed us to be thankful, to live lives of thankfulness and to live life of service. Just this week, Time Magazine online reported in on this research done by Northeastern University. And just listen to the research results of people who live their life from this posture of gratitude. One of the things that they say happens to people when they live thankful lives is that they are more patient throughout the day. They just tend to be more patient and live that. And it also said that people who live from a life of gratitude, they make better daily decisions. Just think about that. So you're more patient. The research says that you're more patient. The research says that you make better daily decisions. It says that living from that posture of thankfulness is that it will improve your relationships. So you want to improve your relationships? Be more thankful. It also helps people to improve their own self-care. They also found that people who live this way, it helps them to be able to sleep at night. So some of you could say goodbye to your Tylenol PM, right? And just put it away. And you could just, go to bed thankful and you'll get a better night's of sleep. Hey, it also says, and I don't know how true this is, but it says it will help you to stop overeating. Now, I know when I'm thankful, I'm just like, give me more of that chocolate cake. I'll have more. It doesn't help me. But this is what the research says, that it says that it will help you to stop overeating. The other thing it says, Northeastern said, that it helps eases depression. And then they just summed up the article by saying that it just gives you overall better, satisfying life. And after I read that, I just thought about the scriptures and how all throughout the scriptures, the old and the new, the Old Testament, the New Testament, how many times that we are told to be thankful and to give praise back to God. Because it's not our natural bent. This is not our default setting for most people. Most people do not live on this default setting of being thankful. We typically point out all the negative things. And so we see this in 1 Peter chapter 3, and we're going to look at this one verse. I know we're going backwards here, but I want us to read this verse through a different kind of lens. I want you to see this. It says, the big idea here, though, that we're going to see from this verse is, for the Christ follower, gratitude is directly connected to your level of trust in God. And we're going to see that. Let's explore that just a minute in this verse. So here we go. All praise, Peter says, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by his great mercy that we have been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation. And then he goes on to kind of flesh out some of that expectation. And then even in verse 6, he even says, you can have great joy through trials, through difficult times in your life. And we're going to talk more about that next week. But this morning, I want us to focus in on this idea that Peter calls our attention to give all praise to God. And what we need to remember is that as he's writing this letter, who he's writing it to, and the difficulties that they are going through, the persecution that these people
are suffering. And when your life goes sideways, Peter tells us, give all praise to God, our Father. And then he says, here's our core value. If you're a Christ follower, here's what should be anchored in your soul. We should be giving all praise to God because of his great mercy. And then he just spells this out so clearly. Here's his great mercy. He says his great mercy is that we have been born again. And then he says, well, what does that mean? It's like, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And now we live with this expectation. Now, remember that this is Peter. Peter, if Peter were here this morning, he'd be looking at all of us. And he would be saying that this is not some myth that was handed down to me. This is not some legend that was passed down from one generation to another generation. What Peter is saying here is, I'm an eyewitness. I hung out with Jesus. For 3.5 years, I spent time with Jesus. I heard him talk. He taught me. We traveled all around from city to city together. I watched how Jesus lived. And then I watched the Jewish people say, crucify him, crucify him. And then I watched the Roman government nail him to the cross, take the spear, jam it in his side, and I watched them bury him in a tomb. Peter is saying, I'm an eyewitness of all this. And then Peter would say that I had breakfast with Jesus on that third day. I again spent time with him. So he's writing from an eyewitness account. And he's saying that we have everything to be thankful for if you have experienced this great mercy, that we get to live with a great expectation, a great hope, that it doesn't matter what's happening here on life, we can still be thankful. And again, this is not our natural bent. We always want to focus and point out the negative. A couple of years ago, our small group was reading this book called The Good and Beautiful Life. The life that Jesus experienced with God. And in here, James Smith is the author. James argues this. James argues that because we're not prone, we're not naturally, this isn't our default setting to be thankful. He says you need to start a list that you are thankful for. And it's a continuing list. It's not a list you just do it this one time. So we did that in our small group. And that was so helpful for me. In fact, what it helped instill another practice in me is not just to have this continuing thankful list, but when I go to bed at night, now I just start listing as I'm laying there in my bed, covered up, I am thanking God, thank you, and I start naming specific things that happened in that day, just to say thank you. And then the next thing you know, my alarm's going off in the morning, right? I just drift off to sleep being thankful. I have to do that because I'm not naturally wired that way. But it helps us to live this out, to be thankful. And that's what God calls us to live. He calls us to live this kind of life, to be more thankful. There's something else here that I want us to see. If we fast forward through this letter, and if we look at 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse number 10, there's one other verse that I want to focus in on this morning. And here's what it says. It says that God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Can I just say thank you to the many of you who live your life on purpose. You live your life on mission. You live your life to help us carry forth the vision of radically seeing the spiritual climate of Rhode Island change, one person at a time. You know, we continue to hear stories, again, from your You Matter cards, the ones that you hand out. I wish I had time this morning to be able to share these stories, and I'm going to work them in the future ways, but the way that people are doing this and the way that we are seeing them. My wife just saw one just land at this place where she went, and just how you guys have been able to hand them out and tell people that they matter. Thank you for living like that.
This is why our church is able to say, and the city of Cranston says that there's a church at 1114 Citrus Avenue that cares about their city, and that you guys are serving their city so well. So thank you for living like that. But also, let me say this: there's many of you that have received this gift, and you use them well to serve others. Some right here in this building, some right here in these four walls. And you guys are serving in our children's ministry. You're serving in our nursery, are working with our young adults, our student ministry. There's people, you see the band every week. The band doesn't happen without sound. There are so many volunteers that work within the four walls. And then there are so many volunteers who work outside the four walls, partnering with some of the nonprofits that we are trying to support and help. And so what I want to say to you, and it doesn't matter if you're on a regular rotation every week, or if it's once a week or once every 8 weeks, or you just show up when it's time. If you volunteer in any way, will you stand for a moment just right where you are? I know this is embarrassing, but there's going to be a lot of people standing. So everybody stand. If you volunteer in any way around here, stand up. Yes, thank you. Somebody's got to be the first one. Somebody, there you go. There you go. You did. Now, stay standing for just a moment, because this church cannot move forward without volunteers. And we're so thankful that you are using your gift and you're using them well to serve others. So thank you. We want to say thank you to you guys who are serving. You serve well. And some of you just haven't figured that out yet. You don't know how to do that. And that's going to show up right here in our next step. Will you take out your connection card this morning? It was inside your bulletin when you walked in. And there's three next steps there. And look at the very first one. Maybe you need to start this practice that I had to. It says, I need to start an ongoing list of things I am thankful for. Pray that this helps. Helps to get me in the habit of living a life with a grateful attitude. Again, this is not natural for us. You have to be intentional about it. And we're saying, will you do that? Will you take the challenge, this ongoing list of things that you're thankful for, that you're spending time just saying, God, thank you, and thinking about it. And watch how that changes your attitude. We want to pray for you, so let us know. This next step says, I would like to demonstrate my thankfulness to God for the gift He has given me, but I need some help in finding my place to serve. Maybe you're coming here and you just aren't quite sure of where or how to use your gift. Make sure your name and your phone number is on there so that we can follow up with you and we can help you take that gift that you have and serve well, whether it's, again, inside these four walls or if it's serving a city somewhere outside of these four walls. And then lastly, notice this. Maybe you're here and you have never accepted that gift that we talked about in 1 Peter 1:3, His great mercy. Here's what it says. I have never accepted the gift of God's great mercy, and do not live with a great expectation. Pray for me. It starts with you just acknowledging where you're really at. Have you put your faith and your trust in God's great mercy? If you haven't, would you let us know? We want to pray for you. We'd love to pray for you by name, but we would also love to have that conversation with you so that you could have that anchor inside of you and you could live with great expectation. Let's pray this morning. Jesus, thank you for your word. Jesus, we say thank you for the way that we truly do have so much to be thankful for. And God, thank you for your gift of great mercy. And Jesus, there are people who are living without this expectation. And God, I pray that they would discover that today, please. We love you, and we say thank you for the way that you are at work currently in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, this morning we want to continue to celebrate what God is doing by listening to these next testimonies.
And I have been coming to Cranston Christian Church since January this year, and I'm so happy that I get to say what I'm thankful for. And I'm most thankful for, of course, my family, but this family right here in this church. I have been so lucky that my daughter and I have had the opportunity to meet so many of you, and be on this path and having Jesus in my heart. So I want to thank all of you that are in this church with me and on this journey, the classes that I've been attending, the people that I've been meeting. It fills my heart. So I'm grateful and very thankful. Thanks.
I just thank God so much for helping me through a really lengthy health crisis I had this year. And I'm also grateful for the generous help that people gave me. People prepared meals, people prayed for me, and God answered. God has been so gracious to me. And I'm also thankful for the blessing of family. My husband Rich, my kids, my grandkids. It's such a blessing. And my church family has just been wonderful. Our care group, the people that I work with in Sunday school, we share God's love and God's wisdom together. There's nothing like Christian friends, brothers and sisters in Christ. And I also want to thank God for the joy that I have just teaching Sunday school and working with the kids and working with Operation Christmas Child to share His love with people around the world. I praise God for all the blessings that He's just showered on me this year.
Hi, I'm Joe Porter. This is my wife, Nancy. And we have so much, to be thankful for. We're thankful for the love we have for one another and for 57 years of marriage. And we're thankful that our Lord and our God has held our hand all the way, brought us through a lot of hard times, but we're on the happy road now on our way home. And we're so thankful that our family all know the Lord, and they all know that they have a home in heaven. And those that have left us and gone on before us, Lord, that most of all, the very family that we know of have accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior, and they're in heaven waiting for us. And Lord, we're so thankful that even this morning that we could be here in this place to honor and praise You and glorify You for all the things that You do for us and all the things that You have done for us. And we just pray that we can continue on, and that we'll use every day that the Lord gives us to keep spreading His word and telling others the good news. And I thank you again for my wife, and I hope she has something to say also.
Well, I just praise the Lord for the heart attack that He brought me to, the two infections I had, and the stress heart attack, and then He just decided to use that and to maybe let me have a few more years here on earth to glorify Him. And I just thank Him for that. Amen.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And Sophia.
And this year, I am just thankful for so much. My dad was diagnosed with lung cancer a couple years ago, and that's not what I'm thankful for, but being able to see his faith lived out, that he didn't waver at all. He just had faith that Jesus had this, and he did, and now he's cancer-free. I'm also thankful for our two new additions that we've had in the last couple years, Dante and Joseph, after not even thinking that we could have it anymore. So I'm just... Jesus and God are definitely alive in our lives, and they are very, very thankful.
And I'm thankful for actually being with all my family and enjoying it, because Dante's first Thanksgiving.
My name is Robin, and I wanted to come on here today to say thank you to CCF for bringing me here. I've been on a journey that feels like it's been by myself. I've always believed in God, but I've always believed in God, but never felt like I was worthy until I came to this church. So I want to say thank you for bringing me to the church here at CCF, for surrounding me with amazing people, getting me out of my comfortability zone on meeting people. I said yes to a small group not even knowing what I was going to be teaching or who I was going to be meeting, but I opened up my home to some amazing people that are really helping me find my way to God. I feel very grateful that I found Jesus, that I'm going to get baptized, and knowing that I'm not 100% there, but know I am 100% putting my faith in God, and that He's going to help me to continue my journey to share with others.
Hi, I'm Lisa French.
And I'm Jack French. And
we have a lot of things that we're really grateful for this year. God's been doing some amazing stuff. One of the amazing things is He got me back in the workforce after a 22-year hiatus of being on disability. So I'm thankful for that, and I'm thankful that He's been helping me because it's been rough. It really has. It's been an adjustment, and I haven't been doing that well. But with His grace, I've been getting through it.
And it's been a challenging year. But we still know that we're in the palm of God's hand. He's just given us so many blessings. After 3 years of not having a car, we finally found some resources to get a car. So we were on the road again, and we're able to serve Him with our car. And we're just looking forward to all the new things that we can do now that we have a car. And He's been blessing us, so we want to turn around and pay it forward. We want to serve Him in the way that He wants to be served, the way He should be served, as our Lord and Savior. And we just thank Him for all the many blessings we've had this year.
It's also been, you know, a growing year because we've stepped into, you know, new places of ministry, and it's just like, okay, God, we can't do this without You, so help us. And He has been. He's been faithful. He's been faithful.
Yes. Yes, God is a good God, and He's been faithful.
Amen.
He's been helping us to see the way He wants us to go. And we've been stepping forward in faith, following Him. We just give Him all our praise and all our thanks for all the blessings and for all the new opportunities He's given us.
Barry and Anna, and we're thankful for our families. Barry's family, my family, and our own family, our children. We're thankful for Christian. He's in college, believe it or not. He's 18 years old, and he's doing really well. He loves school. After the experience that we had with his father and losing him at an early age, we had some blessings, and we appreciate that. All because God is in our lives.
Like Anna mentioned, God has really blessed us this year with a lot of things. He blessed Anna with a new job after 18 years at one school. She started now as a Spanish teacher in another school and is really loving that. We've had the opportunity to spend a lot of time with friends and family this year. We have a wonderful care cell group that we really love and,
yes,
and pray with and care for, and that's been a blessing. So it's been a wonderful, wonderful year, and we're just thankful for all that God has provided, and here at CCF especially.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I just am so thankful to the Lord that He's begun restoring my family. And I just want to say to anybody who is really broken in a certain place in your life that you should fast and pray and ask God to speak a word to you, and then hang on to that word through everything. One day I was fasting. I had been fasting, and I was crying, and my mom called me. And she said, the Lord just told me to give this verse to you. I just heard it on the radio, and it was from Jeremiah, and it says, "Weep and cry aloud no more, for you shall have a good return for your work. Your children shall come back to their own border. Your children shall return from the land of the enemy." And I am restored, somewhat restored, with three of my children, waiting on the fourth one. And I just praise the Lord and thank Him for that.
I'm thankful for these girls. I'm thankful for the friendships I'm able to have here at church and all the youth group events that I'm able to go to and just to spend time with them and grow my relationships in Jesus' name.
I've gone through a lot of issues in my life, and I discovered something musically this year, rapping, which helps with all my depression and stress. And I just want to thank God for giving me this gift, because it really helps me with all my struggles and depression, and it helps me get all my anger out by putting all this dedication into my lyrics and stuff.
Hi, my name is Sarah. This is my two kids. This is Connor and Shara. And we are extremely thankful for you guys, actually. A year ago, we weren't here. I wasn't here. Everything in our lives changed. My marriage ended. A tree fell on my house. I lost my job, and we had to start over. So this past year, I came here for my kids. And this church has been a great place for us. And just want you guys to know that thank you for your prayers and saying hi and taking care of the kids. It really makes a difference, because I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for this place in this church. And a huge shout out to my family, Grandma and Grandpa, also known as the Cherinis. So thank you. I know if you guys ever think you're not making a difference, you are. And we are living proof of that. And my daughter, Charlotte, before we came in here, said that she's thankful for God and Jesus. Right, Sean? So thank you to all of you. Thank you guys for doing this.
I'm thankful for my family, because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here. Jack wouldn't be in this world.
Yeah, so. I'm thankful for my family too, and all the things that they do for me. They do
a
lot for my family.
You sure are thankful for your family.
I am.
Another thing is the church. Churches. I'm thankful for church because I have a lot of friends and family members who come to this church, and it's just a nice time.
Okay, so 2018 has been a really rough year, but I'm thankful that God has still remembered me regardless of all of the terrible decisions I've made in the past. He still brought me out of it and brought me to places that I didn't even think I was worthy of.
I'm thankful for having a family and for God.
All right, I'm thankful for my family and my friends and Noel.
I'm thankful for my family, my friends, JJ.
Okay, good morning. Ted and Jean Westcott here. I'm going to use talking because if I let Ted talk, it's going to take too long. So I just want to say we're both so thankful for this church. We love the Lord Jesus. We had a great year with lots to be thankful for. I had a big birthday in March, and we were able to go to New York City and celebrate. And then in September, we celebrate our 50th wedding anniversary. Woo-hoo! So thankful for that also. Thankful for all you and what the next year will look for us. Lots of Bible reading. We read the Bible every day through the year, and hope lots of you join us in that endeavor too. Thank you.
I'm Paul Rosito, and this is my wife Priscilla, and we're very thankful this last 2 years. I suffered greatly on the AML, acute myeloid leukemia, and the Lord saved me. And I want to thank the Lord for my beautiful wife saving me from my illness. And I just want to praise Him for many, many things that He has blessed me and my wife with. And thank you very much, Lord, and God bless.
And we want to say thank you for all the people in this church that helped us so greatly with all your prayers and help and support. Thank you to this church, and most and foremost, thank you for Jesus and God. Thank you.
My name is Cheryl Rovio. This morning I just joined Princeton Christian Fellowship, and I am so delighted to be a new member. We have been Christ followers all of our lives, but this Sunday is special because we have looked for a church for many, many times, and we have finally found this one, and this one is where we know that God has called us, and He's going to use us at this location. That's it.
And this year I'm especially thankful for my beautiful wife.
Oh my.
Because we celebrated our 40th wedding anniversary this year, And I just thank God for sending me the perfect mate and the perfect soulmate for my life. So that's my idea. And plus all the things that you said.
Oh, okay.
But also...
Well, since you were just so complimentary, I'll let you add that.
All right. Thank you. Okay.
I'm thankful for God for bringing me to this church. Since the death of my father, it was a struggle. But through Aggie and the love between them and Tyler, bringing me back to God. So I'm thankful for that.
And I'm thankful, certainly, for what God's done in my life in the past year. It'd been a while since I'd been a member of a church. And over the past year, God's shown me, through leaving a job and other things, how he draws you closer even when you don't want to be, or you feel like you're not as close as you can be. In addition to that, I'm thankful for, obviously, the kids, Tyler and Kayla, and what Maggie's done. In Tyler's life, it's a perfect match. So, and of course, I'm not going to forget my wife. I'm thankful for my wife. So that's it.
Hi, I'm Rhonda Corey, and Maggie made me do this video. That's right, Maggie. I thought I'd tell on you. But anyway, I wanted to just let you know what I am thankful for, and there's so much. But this year, my husband fell at work and he hurt his knees, and. But God has provided for us, so I'm so thankful for that. And please continue to pray that he does get that issue resolved, because he's in the house a lot, and we're together a lot, so we need him to go back to work. But anyway, I'm very thankful for that. I'm very thankful for my family, and I'm thankful for my church family.
Hi, my name is Beth. I've been a member of CCF for almost 2 years, and a year ago, I didn't even have a job. I couldn't even buy the groceries I wanted to buy. I would just buy the limited amount that I needed. And getting the Thanksgiving basket last year was so humbling, and such a beautiful way that this church reaches out to people that say, "I love you." I was so humbled, I fell on my knees, I cried. So thankful. And a year later, I have a job, I have means, I've been able to contribute to the basket for someone who might be like me, who might feel very hopeless. My message is hope. Just give everything you have to God, and He will take care of you. And the other thing I want to say is thank you to this church. I don't know where I would be without you.
This year, we're very thankful to become grandparents. We have a new baby in the family, so that's exciting. And we're looking forward to a new year and watching all of her for us.
And I'm very thankful that my daughter, she's 33 now, she's finally, this past year, given up her addictions of smoking and drinking. And she's also started going to church. Though she's not a believer yet, that's the first step in getting her to be one. So, we're thankful for that.
Guy, chapter 1, verse 13, says, "Then Haggai, the messenger of the Lord, who spoke by the commission of the Lord to the people, saying, 'I am with you,' declares the Lord." And I am thankful that the Lord is with us. This year has been a struggle, but in all of it, I've seen God's hand in the timing, in the words He's given me to speak to people, in the times when I needed to be patient and wait to watch someone else's struggle until they had a time where they could just ask. And the words that God gave me then as well. I'm just thankful that He is with me all the time. Even when I don't feel like He's with me, I can just turn and say, "Jesus, where are you?" And I hear a song, or I read a scripture, or someone says something that is merciful, compassionate, and full of grace and truth, and I know He's with me, and I'm thankful.
Hi, I'm Kitty Holt. I am the chair of the Global Outreach Team. I just want to say thank you to the congregation
because of your prayers and your generous giving, we're reaching people in our backyard and around the country and around the world to Jesus. Someday we're going to be gathered around his throne, and there'll be people from every language and tribe and tongue and people, because God works through each of you. So I just want to say thank you for that this year.
I'm thankful for Emma. I'm thankful for Maya. I'm thankful for the veterans who fought for our country. I'm thankful for God. I'm thankful for the universe too. I'm thankful for my family and my friends. I'm thankful for my family and friends. I'm thankful for God and Jesus. I'm thankful for the food. I'm thankful for my food all.
Hi, I'm Sharon DeMattis. And this year I have what I'm thankful for. Well, first, in May, my husband passed away after a very long struggle. And so I'm thankful that during that struggle, even though that he lost his battle, his physical battle, he became a Christian, and today he's rejoicing in heaven. So I'm thankful for that. But his struggle became my struggle, or was my struggle. And so after he passed away, the sorrow turned to happiness. God surrounded me with people who loved me and cared for me and held me up. And today, I am so thankful, so happy, and and that's what I'm thankful for.
I just want to be thankful for God, for always being in my heart, and for my friends and family, just the constant encouragement that they give me in life, and my family, my kids, and my wife, just how wonderful and how amazing they are in my life. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Paul Roer. We've been at Cranston Christian Fellowship about a year. Since we've been here, I've been using these You Matter cards with folks. I've been able to share the gospel and just let people know that God cares about them. So that's been the blessing this year, being able to reach out and touch folks.
I'm just wicked thankful for my parents and the godly influence they have in my life every single day. That even when you're slipping, my dad's constantly encouraging me with scripture and the love he has for Christ to every single person. He serves the community like crazy, and God just speaks through him like crazy. It's just it's a special relationship we have with your father as a son. Just the godly influence he has in my life is big, and my mom always pushing me as well. So.
Hi, my name is Annette Akulian, and I want to thank God that he is a God of second chances, and that he has given me Chloe and Anya as my grandchildren to raise in the love and admonition of him. And so I'm just so grateful and thank you for our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you.
I am very thankful for the way God has been with my family this past year. My wife and I, we had a very roller coaster type of year this past year. Nothing went according to plan. On August 9th, my wife's mother passed away very unexpectedly, and then on October 6th, my dad passed away. But with all this hectic commotion, unexpected events, God has really shown up for us in so many ways, through people, through the church, through family, through extended family. And the biggest thing that I think he's taught me through it all is the need to be at peace, to make peace with people around me that I've been at odds with. And that is what I'm truly thankful for, that through all the chaos, through all the commotion, God has given us his peace, and he's done it in so many different ways.
Morning, I'm Steve Rogers. Colleen was planning on being here to do this with me, but she couldn't make it this morning, so I'm flying solo. I'm representing. We are so thankful for everything that God has done in our lives this year. He led us to sell our home, buy a condo. We moved in January in North Kingstown. We absolutely love it. Simplifying our lives. Taking stress off of me because we're now mortgage free, and that's such a blessing. We also started a business together that we love doing, and it's been such a blessing. for us. And finally, our this is our 15th year here at CCF, and we are so blessed to be a part of this body. As every year goes by, we fall more and more in love with our church family. So we thank God for every one of you, and have a blessed year.
So as many of you know, I lost my husband this year on June 7th, and it's been a very trying and probably one of the most saddest points in my life ever. But through it all, I have to tell you, I was upset with God that he didn't answer my prayer, which was to cure him and to restore him. But at the same time, my husband had been praying that God would take him. He had suffered for years in a lot of pain, and he would tell me that he would pray every day that God would just take him. So despite what I wanted, God granted him his wish. And I know today that he is in a good spot. He's there with Christ with a new body and celebrating. And I'm thankful for this church family who has been with me through it all, and for three great kids and their families who lift me up every day, and are just wonderful. They're all serving the Lord, so what more could I ask for? And I'm also thankful that every day God is there lifting me up and holding me in the palm of his hand through it all. I'm very thankful.
Amen. So you see, even when people really struggle, God can still be there, and there's still something to be thankful for. And we're just thankful for the way God has been at work in all your lives. There are going to be prayer ministers that are here willing to pray for you. If there's something going on, then just make your way here, and they'll be praying for you. Next week is Baptism Sunday, so we have a couple of baptisms, and so we're excited about that. And then we just hope, we really do hope, that you have a great Thanksgiving. I hope that you'll be intentional this year around your table and just share with them how thankful. Name something specific. I'm thankful for you because, and just let them know. Let your family know that that you're thankful. Let's stand and let's be dismissed with a reminder from Psalms 103 as our benediction this morning. Psalms 103 says, "Let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart I will praise his holy name." Will you live your life this week, tomorrow, at work? Will you live to praise God? "Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the benefits." And may you never forget this week the benefits from being that we get from God. Amen.